So as part of our Youth Sunday tradition, we as seniors have the opportunity to preach to y'all today. I'm Elizabeth Goodnight.
And I'm Matthew Johnson.
And we're here to preach. So when we originally read today's gospel,
So when we originally read today's gospel, the concept that first jumped out at us was the idea of seeing God in everyday life. As these two men are walking along the road, they're given one of the most extraordinary opportunities, the chance to talk to Jesus and listen to him explain all of their questions and make everything clear to them. But in all of that time, they never realize the amazing experience they're having. In the end, when Jesus finally reveals himself, they're left kicking themselves for not having seen what was right in front of their eyes. In our world, it's easy to go through our lives oblivious to the simple miracles that are around us. We rarely realize the awesomeness that's right in front of us, and it usually takes some blatantly obvious sign from the heavens to make us aware, even for a second, of the incredible things that are just happening around us. One of the ways that our time at St. Paul's has led us to open our eyes to that awesomeness is through the mission work that we've done as a part of the youth group.
Last year, our mission trip took us to Covington, Louisiana, where I got to work with a branch of Habitat for Humanity. And instead of building a home, as had been my previous experience with Habitat, we found out that we were going to work in their ReStore, which is similar to a thrift store, and they use it to raise money for all the work that they do. So at first, I was a little disappointed in that, because I've always been a doer, and I wanted to be able to see the work that I was doing take physical form throughout that week. But as the week progressed, we learned more and more about Habitat's mission, and I came to realize the ways that they touched lives in so many different ways that I'd never understood. And as we worked alongside other volunteers from different places, we got to hear parts of their stories. And one of the memories that has most stuck with me from that time was a middle-aged couple who were always at the ReStore before we got there, and were always working well past when we left. And at first, I was, admiring their dedication and thinking it was really nice the work they were doing, until we heard more of their story. See, this family had actually received a home from Habitat for Humanity, and after completing the required number of volunteer hours, they kept coming back to give back to the charity that had given so much to them. And that selflessness blew my mind. I couldn't imagine the kind of sacrifices they were making to give back to other people and help them in the same way that they'd been helped. At that time, I was thunderstruck by everything that meant. But now that I look back, I realize that experience and those people were really a perfect example of God's work in my own life.
Now, mission trips aren't just about volunteer work or seeing God's work along the way. They're about actually becoming God's work in the world around us and representing St. Paul's in everything that we accomplish. And of all those accomplishments are possible because of you, the congregation. Throughout the years, y'all have proven your dedication to RUIC. You have worked seemingly in the background in order to ensure the well-being of our youth group by doing all in your power to support our young members, and you have even taken the opportunity to further our education with Christ and our community in order to support us with God's work. We don't just mean financial support, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at that envelope in front of you. But St. Paul's can take something as simple as a rock and turn it into a week-long time for prayer and support of a youth member doing mission work. Y'all have shown us that you believe every little thing counts, and you've continued that support. You've continued that belief through your support. Now, y'all have shown that you've also believe our mission trips play a crucial role in our spiritual enrichment, improve your support by even braving leaving your cars with a group of teens with water guns and high-powered hoses, or testing your taste buds with our baking skills, which aren't that good. Some of you have even gone out of your way to take a week from your busy schedule to adventure with us on these mission trips. And the bonds formed with you on those trips have been incredible. From praying for us to chaperoning youth events to supporting us as we created a new youth space, everything you do makes it possible for us to have these experiences and to be the group that we are. Without your support, we couldn't have made the differences that we've been able to make.
So, because it is Youth Sunday, we'd like to talk about what youth group really means to us. I think the youth group is one of the most important groups in our church, not just because we're in it, but also because it's preparing us as young adults for adult participation in the church. During our time in youth, we've had the opportunity to really impact lives, and that's something of what makes youth so special to us. We've gone on mission trip after mission trip and volunteered through other charities outside of youth and with the youth group, and our youth group has made it possible for us to participate in things like that. And invariably, in those volunteer efforts and mission trips, we see glimmers of God's work through us. And above all else, being in youth group has opened our eyes and made us aware of seeing God's work around us. And our family in youth has shown us and consistently shows us how God works in the world and how we can help to be a part of God's own work. As we sit in youth Sunday nights with candy whizzing past our faces as we start yelling questions about the church as a whole, it's obvious to us how much impact God's work has on us, even as we're just reaching for a Snickers bar. The casual, friendly setting of our youth group sets the tone for comfortable theoretical musings and weekly reflections and laughter among those of us who at this point consider ourselves family. And in the gospel reading, when Jesus first comes up to the two men, they're discussing everything that's happened, Jesus' death and the disappearance of his body. And they're asking, how can this be? They're questioning and doubting. And I think that's something to which all of us can relate. Doubt is an unavoidable part of human life. And as teenagers, doubt comes especially naturally to us. Every time we turn around, we find something new to make us question ourselves, our world, and our faith.
So as those men are left standing there to question everything they believe, Jesus comes to explain everything and restore their faith. To me, that's one of the most important parts of our youth group. We're a group of teenagers doubting and questioning the world around us, but we have our own support system within the youth group. It's okay for us to doubt and question and wonder because we always have someone to restore our faith. Now, both of us started to get involved in the youth group in about sixth grade during our confirmation. And as Aaron's first confirmation class, we've had the opportunity to work with Aaron for years and grow in faith with her at our side. Since she's been here, Aaron has been a rock to each and every one of us. No matter the situation, she's always there to give help or advice or simply comfort us. Now, she may have specifically told us not to compare to Jesus in this sermon, but to us, it's one of the most obvious comparisons we can make just with this gospel reading. Since the sixth grade, we've been able to come to her with our doubts and trust in her ability to calm those fears and help us understand what's exactly bothering us, just as Jesus helped the men understand everything that was going on. I know each and every one of my fellow youth members will agree that Aaron is a huge part in our youth family.
So this entire reading to us is about seeing God and his work in our everyday lives. And youth group shows us that. We consistently see God in the countless hours we spend with our weekly ritual of telling each other our blessings and bummers. We see him at our spontaneous dance parties on mission trips. He's been there when we paint each other's fingernails, and we're not just talking about the girls. And we've seen his work in the eyes of the people that we've been able to help on our mission trips. And we see him in the family in which we've been lucky enough to grow for the last 7 years.
Thank you.
Now, standing together, let us affirm our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed on page 326 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,